There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, and get right to it this hour. Reading some text. Also later in the hour, the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest. You know, it's been back where it should be for what last five, six. Years. The Weiss boys can correct me on this. Maybe it's been five or six. It started here. Started here at Mobile, and then was gone, and then came back. Okay, 2019. So it's been seven. Yeah, it's been 7 years. Okay, 7 years back home. So we'll talk to them later this hour, but also get to these texts and a couple of stories that are floating around that we need to, you know, get the get you to respond to. Okay, first up here on the just I want to throw this out. This could be a side conversation, right? Side conversation we could have on the text line or. Am I just trying to start trouble? Yeah, maybe. But is it, like, do you feel as pumped? Because I got a license plate for the bicentennial in my office, which a listener brought to me years ago. It's just, it's 1776, 1976, Mobile. It's awesome. It's just, like, it's one of my things I really, really love. And it sits in my office. Do we do two? Is the 250? I mean, is it worth noting? Yes. Are we making the semi-quincentennial or bi-sesquicentennial, they call it? What did Cameron said the quarter millennium? I think it's cool. The 250. I love all the stuff. And if you've listened to the show, if you're new here, we'll just ask the others. I'm a goof for all this stuff. Independence Day, you know, our republic. I mean, I love this stuff. Just wondering if it's like it's. Are we trying to do the 50s because we make sure that, you know, you get to see one? Like you get to live to see a big celebration? I don't know. The 250. I mean, should we do it on 50s? In addition, I mean, 100 years makes sense, right? Every 100. Do we do it on 50s? And if we do it on 50s, should we do it on 25s as well? 25, 50, then 75? So we'll be at the 275th. I don't know. Just I think it's cool. I love the 250. I just was wondering about that. Also, another thing I was wondering about, we may tackle later on in the week. You know this World Cup stuff, and I'm no soccer guy, but it's a big deal. I am, you know, open-eyed enough to say that's a big deal. I was listening to a discussion yesterday, the security of this, of what we're having to do, because you have all these matches in all these places in the United States. I think there's some in Canada, some in Mexico, and a bulk here in the United States. You've got huge crowds. At the same time, we're in war with Iran. You got terrorists out there, all that. What will you do to secure this? But it's amazing to watch this from the outside. Like, not being a fan of the game, I want to try to watch some. I'd love to be. I've tried before to get into it. It's not my thing. But I guess I'm getting swept up in how much the fans of it really love it, right? To watch them and people traveling here in the United States and touring around, which is cool. They're touring the United States and going to different soccer matches. Pretty cool. Maybe we'll have Dalton at some point break this down for me, help me understand this a little bit better. So those are some things we can talk about on the text line. I mean, there's some of y'all that are probably very much in and very adept in what happens with World Cup. I know that, like, everything from the Circle K by my house to any kind of sporting goods stores or anything are like decked out. They got all the FIFA stuff in there. I don't even know what you do with it. I don't know who I'm cheering for. Is Ireland in the mix? So the United States and Ireland, that'd be the two, I guess. I don't know who's good. I don't know. I know there's some of y'all out there who probably know all this stuff. All right, to the text line, let me catch up here. James and Fairhope, we talked about the rescue. If y'all didn't catch this last hour, so, you know, we're talking about the, I don't know whether to call it, we're not cease firing anymore. I really am. I'm not just doing this for effect. Are we back at full war with Iran? Are we ceasing the ceasefire for a limited period of time? But, you know, the Iranians shot down an Apache helicopter, right? So this happened yesterday. Those pilots there were rescued by a AI-powered autonomous surface vessel. In other words, a drone on the water by this company, Saronic. It's a 24-foot Saronic Corsair. And said the unmanned autonomous vehicle, capable of carrying 1,000 pounds and reaching speeds of about 40 miles per hour, which we've all been lampooning on the text line. I mean, if you could go rescue American, you know, pilots or sailors or whoever's down to the water, hopefully they're sandbagging there saying 40 miles an hour. They need to go faster. But this thing was the first time this technology was used in a rescue mission was yesterday. These things, like I said, it depends on which way you look at them. It's kind of like a little mini sport fisher in a way. And maybe that's because of the rigging up top, almost looks like towers on it. It says the company here, Saronic, that makes these, they completed a version. Okay, here it is. Former Navy Secretary John Phelan had praised Saronic's work last December after they produced the fully functioning Corsair just 12 months after presenting a promising prototype with a completed version capable of sailing more than 1,000 miles. Well, that's good. The company received nearly $400 million in a production contract for the Corsair vessels. Each unit cost about $1 million to produce. So about what a Tomahawk cruise missile, right? The Tomahawks are like 1.3, so a little less than a Tomahawk. They said they're hoping to build 20 more unmanned vessels by 2027 for the Navy. So pretty cool. So this thing, to go back to that, some of the text here about it. James and Fairhope said that must have been the Bayliner model. I'm sure we have an invincible model with quads somewhere in the arsenal. You're right. The 40, we think that one was running that Mare Cruiser. I'm sure there's fans of inboard outboards out there, but I've never figured out the appeal. It's like you take the worst of both, an inboard engine and an outboard engine, you combine them. The inboard outboard just never. We also had to rescue some guys one time in the Mobile River and run an inboard outboard and knock the foot clean off on a log in the river. Of course, that leaves a big hole. I mean, knock the whole, not just the foot, the whole outside unit. Lift a big hole in a Bayliner. And we had to save their butts out in the Mobile River. That's been a long time ago. Let's see. Yeah, Gary and I have been talking about how long it took. 2 hours to get those pilots rescued. I agree. That's unacceptable. CB Carl said, Sean, I'm thinking about that naval drone. Couldn't have gone much faster. It might have had some sensitive electronics on board that couldn't be beat around the vessel like a Sullivan. Well, it's true. CB Carl, like I've told you when we've been together before, I was supposed to be 6'3". I'm at best 5'10". I think it all comes from the beating I took in the Gulf of Mexico growing up. It shortened me down, compressed me. That's what I keep talking about. We'll see if it's probably not true, but keep going with it. All right, Jason said, Sean, I think Mayor Davis was speaking to the stories about TJ Petway and others. The media reported were on leave when they were not. I think she is off to a terrific start, and I believe Sheriff Birch would agree. Remember that the people complaining about Mayor Davis never said a word about the previous mayor, Jimmy Gardner, and that says it all. Jason, we're on the same page. You said it better than I could. That's why I'm interested in what Carletta Davis is doing. And the people that are upset with her, if you've been there before, you're upset with her now. It is of interest to me why that pushback is coming. I think, and really, I really want to talk to her because, I mean, what she's saying, like in the press conference, I invite the DA in, I invite CPAs in, let's look at this. That's some efficient, yeah, that's instead of going, hey, we're going to protect the government as it was here in Pritchard, that's somebody saying, you know what, we can do better than this. Let's find out where we're, let's get an audit. Let's figure out where the problems are. Joel says, and you want to know why you can't swim in Mobile Bay? Go figure, Sean. There's so much blank that's overflowing from all these damn cities and towns around this bay. It's a shame we've got disgusting water. Joel, you know I've been preaching on this for a long time. A long time. This is the water quality thing. If you know, you're trying to find something that would bring everybody together, both sides of the bay. It's non-political in my mind. For regular people, it might be specialized businesses and all that would protect themselves. But for the people, we should have, and I've said it before, that the state has money available from the Deepwater Horizon oil spill settlement that's out there for utilities to apply to get grants, to do generators, to power lifts, to replace pipes, to do all these things to keep the blank out of the water. Some have used the money. But in the conversation, the last one I had, and we'll have to get Commissioner Blankenship back on, the last conversation I had with him, he said a lot of it goes unused, that there's not applications. And I said, I think it would be incumbent upon us to make sure if there's a utility that's failing and putting in the water, then we, the people that pay them bills, say, hey, why aren't you taking the grant money to improve this? It should be a Manhattan project. You know, we'll call it a Mobile Bay project to say we're at a no-go. We're no-go. It's not okay to say, oh, well, you know, we just got X number of gallons. I am a no-go for continuing. And it's not just when we have these incredible rain events like we had in May. They'll be like, we'll have 2 inches of rain. They're like, oh, there's a sewer overflow here. It's not. I wish somebody would just lead with that and say, what does it take? Get all the utilities that have some kind of drainage into the bay or the delta or the Gulf, or, you know, waters of Mississippi Sound or down at Bon Secours, wherever, and say, what is it going to take for y'all to give us a 99% no-fail rate? What does that look like? Sit them all down in the room. Bring your report. What's it going to take? All right. Rock and roll doctor said no soccer mom in their right mind would enter the LGBTQ plus square root argument via Visit Mobile. It's a lose-lose outcome. Best bet is for the mayor to step up and fire the entire board and start over. Killer Bees, assassinated, removed from currency, and had his mountain renamed. He didn't get any respect. Yeah, you're talking McKinley. The mountain rename thing, remember we talked about that? I think we're back to being able to say Mount McKinley. I just kept calling it Mount McKinley, but you got Mount McKinley, and Denali is the park around it, which is an amazing place. If you've ever gone, you agree with me. If you haven't, you need to. In Alaska, Denali's amazing. So you can call it Denali or McKinley now, I guess now officially. Call it both. But yeah, he had the $500 bill, he had the mountain. He did happen to be assassinated, which, though not good for him, is not probably not the best outcome for McKinley himself. But when William McKinley is gone as the 26th president of the United States, or the 25th, I guess, then we get the Rough Rider himself, right? Theodore Roosevelt. So I'm sure McKinley wouldn't have taken it that way, but we did get Roosevelt because of that. Let's see. Brandon said, cool atmosphere for soccer at Auburn last night. I wish I would have gone. I've heard people talking about it. And that's kind of what Dalton was talking about, seeing tourists that were traveling through, I think these were German folks traveling through the United States, and they came to Auburn to watch the match last night, and then went to like a Buc-ee's and all this. They were doing social media going, what a cool country. This stuff is really cool. I didn't know it was here. And this was a motivation for them to get here, right? To go watch soccer. Cool. All right, John says USA 250th anniversary and World Cup would be worthy of notice if the president stopped making everything about himself. His 250th celebration is 3 weeks before the actual anniversary on July 4th. Well, there's two, though. They're having the thing that happens this weekend, I guess, and then they're having another one for the 4th. Ella says, let's celebrate America's birthday every 25 years. Why not? In this day and age, I think anytime we could bring our country together, we should. Okay, I like you. I like that. This is something, a picture here. C.B. Carl said, I want to dare any of your social media experts to find pictures of the Coral Springs, Florida Bicentennial Parade 1976. I was dressed as the father of our country, George Washington, riding on a float with Betsy Ross. I need that picture for sure. And I don't want to, I mean, I don't want to just flex to flex, but I'm kin to one of those people. Not George Washington. No, that. Now it's the older ladies in the family that figured that out probably, I don't know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. They look at this. This is how we're related to Betsy Ross. So that's pretty cool. Right, oh, Derek says, I'm 5'8". Yeah, let's get a measuring contest. Derek says, now I'm 5'6", but his ego's 6'7". Yeah, what? Okay, we will do that. We'll do a measuring height thing contest. That'll be fun. We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 125, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Welcome back, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Trey at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Summertime is here, time to get the junk out of the way and get ready for a more organized fall. I've always said that, too. If you say, you know, we got to get organized around here. Okay, easier way, easier to organize fewer things. So you got junk, you want it gone, yeah, you 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It could be at your home, could be inside the home, up in the attic, could be what used to be a guest room that's now a junk room. It could be big stuff outside your house, too. So that's a thing that they take on with great regularity. They'll find somebody who says, hey, I got an above-ground pool I don't want, swing sets, giant trampoline, storage building, but how the heck am I going to haul it off? Well, that's what they do with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Get rid of stuff like that. Or a storage unit you've been paying on forever. You want to get rid of the junk in there? 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Either way, you just make that appointment, and it is a good old-fashioned appointment. So when you call them, their name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or you go to their website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Either way, they're going to find the day that works for you, the time that works for you, set an appointment, and then all you got to do is point at the junk you want gone, and they'll quote your price right there on the spot. You say yes, they get to work and get it done then. Used them personally, used them with this radio station, and so many in Mobile and Baldwin counties over 18 years of service have used 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Got junk, you need to get rid of it? 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Right, oh yeah, I saw the oil prices on the climb again. Of course, with now the unceasefiring. It finally started coming down a little bit here in town, but now it's not as high as it was back last month. Where it was over $100 a barrel. What are we doing today? This is, I think this is a, is that Brent C? I think it's, this one's amalgamation. Okay, a Brent crude WTI. And it's sitting where $82 a barrel. Yeah, it climbed up some, but not, climbed up some from yesterday, but not that much. I mean, of course, I'd want it to come way down, but just look at that. All right, to the text line here. B-Dark says Iran should not even have the capability to shoot down an Apache helicopter. That's the problem. Well, B-Dark, you know, in my unpopular opinions file, too, because there's some people that if I ever say anything critical of President Trump, they're like, I can't believe you. It's Trump. It's the military. We've said, how many times did the president say, well, we've destroyed Iran. We've knocked all their army back. We've destroyed the missiles and all that stuff, and somehow we got to do it again? Just say what it is. Don't say. We don't have to telegraph to the enemy, but just say, yeah, we're still working on it. But they do have, like, you're right, B-Dark, they still have the capability to shoot these down. And their drone technology, that Shahid drone that they're selling to Russia as well, is they got a lot of them. That's the question here. Where do we go next on this? And I think what you see with the Iranians, too, is the way what they strike and what they hit, they're trying to figure out what brings a response, and they've figured it out now. You know, President Trump has said, you kill an American in theater, it's back on. I don't know if he said back, but it's back on. But the Iranians are probably trying to figure out how much can they get away with before we strike back. Now, Scott says, embarrassing to have out-of-town guests in Fairhope and try to explain why we don't swim in the bay. It's ridiculous, right? We all got up in arms more often. I know y'all do, but more of us should just say, no. We're not going to vote for you until you have some plan here to keep the out of the water. Named Texture said the German guys also went to Waffle House. Very, very cool. I love it. What was their reaction? Did they dig it as much as they liked the Buc-ee's? Let's see. Squirrelverine said that naval drone could go faster if its hull were coated with a non-nutritive varnish, semi-permeable, non-osmotic. Okay, I'll take your word on that. Is that like just getting a good wax job on my pursuit? Is it? Michael said the president and nobody else has said Iran purposely shot down that Apache. They have said it was likely an accident. Well, if the Iranians' mouths are moving, I'm calling BS too. So that's exactly side with their version of things. All right, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
At 1:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. And good time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. Sneak preview. He just told me more vehicles coming. You already had a bunch on the lot. What do you got coming in now?
We got eight. We bought eight Monday and Tuesday, and they're all on the way. We got two 2025 Ford F-250s. One's an 8-foot bed, and one is a regular bed. Both crew cabs, both diesels. One's got 24,000 miles. One's got 14,000 miles. And then we've got we bought a little BMW 328. It's going to be well under 10 grand. It's got 93,000 miles, under 100,000 miles. We got a 19 Silverado, 15 Toyota Highlander. Two of those, two 15 Toyota Highlanders, a 14 Lexus RX, and a 14 Nissan Frontier.
Okay.
So we've got plenty of stuff coming.
All right. Well, and people want to check out the inventory that's there, or once a new inventory arrives. Obviously, in person's great, but you can do a lot of this. Not saying you shouldn't be working while you're at work, y'all, but if you get on the website, you can look at a lot of this at lcmmotorcars.com.
That's right. Everything from online. There's not pictures of the stuff I just told you about because it's not here yet, but it is online. You can still look at the Carfax and everything before the car gets here. It's all accessible. So check it out.
All right. And tell them how to find you in person.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You give us a call at 251-375-0068 or back to that website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Hey, thanks, David.
All right, buddy.
All right, there goes David at LCM Motor Cars. I think he was angling part of that commercial to me with those two F-250s coming in, but we'll see. All right, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and then later on in last hour, it's that time of year again, the thing that started here in Mobile, yeah, y'all, boys, pull those mics real close to you or get close to those mics. The World Championship Turkey Calling Contest, it started here. It went wayward. But you know, like the Bible talks about the prodigal son goes off and wanders in the wilderness, but ends up coming back home right here where it's supposed to be in Mobile. The Weiss boys to talk about it, Kenny and Kenneth Weiss, gentlemen, welcome back.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is part of, you know, we talk about the things that are Mobile, right? And, you know, right, with things that are our brand here. You think about Mardi Gras, you think about, you know, USS Alabama, you think about all these things that are our culture and things that we have historical footing in. 1940.
The first contest was January the 4th of 1940.
Okay, now y'all think about this. This is World War II.
That's
picture,
right.
I mean, picture people dressed, going up and down the streets like you saw in the movies from World War II, the wars going on, all this, and right here in our town.
And that's this contest here is what started all calling contests. This was the very first contest that was ever held.
You think about where these contests are, and, you know, I know that, like, kind of competition and contest all over the place, right, but it's this big thing all over the country. There's some giant ones. But the birth of it is right here in Mobile.
And this here is the only one that compares to it, and, you know, we're getting closer to getting their numbers. I mean, we're still behind them on numbers, but is the Grand National Championship.
Up in Nashville.
And that's up in Nashville. But, and I mean, they got bukus of money to throw behind it.
Yes, you know? They do.
And, but, you know, the callers that have won the Grand National Championship, they would rather, most of them would rather have the world title. It's just more impressive to have that world title.
Yeah, it's the original. And, right. And you know, tell that story. You know, we're talking about when it started, but how this started, you know, and we told the story a lot. We said, you know, the mayor of Mobile at that point, Sandy Stimson, completely related to this. Right. So talk us through how this started.
Well, there was a what's now known as the Mobile County Wildlife and Conservation Association. It was another name at the time. I think it was a Mobile Sportsmen's Association
or something like that.
And, you know, back in those years, there were two levels of you had like a gentleman's, you know, big property owners,
mm-hmm.
what we call Mobile money. And then you had the other people that hunted turkeys were people that was trying to feed their families,
mm-hmm.
you know, so there wasn't just everybody going hunting, you know, just a common man going
right.
hunting, you know, and, but the, Mobile Sportsman Association, they put together, they said, we want to have a turkey calling contest.
And you got to think in 1940, the number of people that, you know, it's not like it is today where it's everywhere and everybody can go,
right.
you go buy a call tomorrow, you know,
correct.
Today and be calling tomorrow. I mean, this was, there weren't, you couldn't go to the store and buy turkey calls.
No. I mean, it was, you had to know someone that could build mm-hmm. it. See, and the mouth calls that are used today, they originated here in Mobile. A guy named Jack Davis mm-hmm. built those, but... But anyway, so the Mobile Sportsman Association got there and they said, let's have this calling contest. So, you know, it was kind of the upper class,
yeah.
you know, and they come down to the Battle House Hotel, brought a cage gobbler in there.
Y'all picture this here. Yeah. For 1940, for here we come with a gobbler
you
cage.
Know, and then they, you know, so you had three or four callers that different ones just got up there and did different calls,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so they said, well, we need more contestants. So the three people that were judging, they came up there and started calling, and
this
some of the
off.
Callers went back and was judging them.
Right.
It's evolved a lot from then. And but anyway, the so Fred sent – Fred Stimson, I mean.
Yep.
He got there and he was declared the world champion. And there was
of course, the first year that's out of six people, but
right. You know, six, seven people. Yeah. So there was a representative or senator, congressman, something from mm-hmm. up around Butler, Alabama.
Okay.
Sent word to Fred, said, "You didn't invite me. I'd have kicked your tail." You know, they, you know, you
tried to keep
you
me
didn't
out of
want me involved.
Yeah.
I've killed yeah. more turkeys than you've ever dreamed of and all this other. So Fred got there and said, "Get a $100 bill. Come on down here."
In 1940, a $100 bill.
Correct.
Ooh.
And he said, "You bring it down here. I'm going to put my $100 up. We're going to have what we know as a call off now."
Okay.
You know. And the way the story goes, Fred did no less than 12 different type turkey calls and just blew this guy out the water. So he picked up the two $100 bills. He said, "Now, this is not going in my pocket. I got land up in Clark County.
And
I'm going to buy some additional land that adjoins it that always has a lot of turkeys on it. And what we're going to do is trap turkeys and transport them to different areas."
Absolutely.
That didn't have turkeys.
Program.
So this was This is off of this contest started the restocking program
right here. So with its feet right here in Mobile,
right here, and out of Clark County, the way I have determined and through some research and stuff, there is DNA, which they didn't know what DNA was then. But there's DNA in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, other parts of Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North, South Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Missouri, and I think I've got it all
By
covered.
By the way, Kenny just did that off the top
that's
of his
got,
head.
Did, that got that has
you got some river swamp DNA. Turkeys
yeah,
from Alabama.
DNA from Clark County, Alabama.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It all started right here. So we did this, I told you first time when this came back, I remember as a kid going down, I think it was at the Civic Center where they used to do some of them, some different
places.
Well,
they moved around. Here in Mobile, it moved around. I mean, it was at the old Mobile Gas Company. It'd be out there at the Pritchard Armory at the time. And we had to pay to go in.
I remember, back when I was a kid,
I'm 71 now, and I had to pay to go in just to see the Preston Pittmans and the Don Ships and these Eddie Salters, you know, the legends. And by the way, we have a all-star lineup of judges.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that because what we said about the prodigal son, y'all, so it was here for a while, then it went away. But back in 2019, through the efforts of these men and a receptive folks at the Mobile Sports Authority and all that, we brought it back.
Correct. And I never forget when I contacted Danny Cordy with the Sports Authority, told him about that, and he kind of laughed and snickered and stuff, and it was over the phone. I said, but we need to come down. We need to come down and meet you. So my son and I, we went down there, and we had I call them our NASCAR shirts on, all of our, sponsors and stuff. And I walked in with my call bag. He had his. And they kind of got looking at us. And when we started calling, their jaws hit the floor. And they said, these guys are serious.
Yeah.
And it's really gotten to be a serious thing now.
But they were probably, Danny, in his defense, I mean, they think sports – balls and bats and cleats and stuff like that.
Right.
Hadn't opened their mind to kind of our world.
Now, and matter of fact, Danny told me this morning, I talked to him, he said that when he does a talk, if he gets to do a talk, there's two things that he brings up. It might not be the biggest events they put on, but he always brings on the downtown, the Dolphin Street pole vault.
The pole vault, yes.
And then he brings us up.
Yep.
And he said, and it's the most talked about. Even the convention center says this here, people look forward to us every year, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it is a great success. So it's back. Of course, there's the callers coming in. Y'all told me before we cracked the mics, you got how many people coming in this year?
There's going to be 82 different callers.
These are the best of the best.
From, I think, 20 or 21 different states.
Yeah, so they're traveling here. It's not just us locals.
Oh, yeah. We got them coming in from Iowa, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia. I mean, just Texas. I mean, just all over they coming in,
They love it being this time of year so much that they've actually started taking a week, 2 week vacations down here.
And probably bring the family to the golf.
They really enjoy it here in Mobile.
Hey, honey, it isn't about my calling contest. We're just here to get you and the kids down to the beach.
Right.
By the way, I'm going to be calling for a couple days.
That's it. That's it.
So for people who are coming out to watch, first of all, it starts when?
Friday morning, we're going to start calling with the World Friction prelims. It'll be at 8:30 is when we're going to start. And we're jamming so much into 2 days, but as soon as the friction, there's 24 callers in that. As soon as the friction prelims is over with, we draw numbers for the Polts, that's 10 and under, the juniors 11 to 15, the intermediate that's 16 to 20, and the amateur division. And then we'll run those divisions, and then we have the open prelims, Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday morning, we'll start at 8:30 again, and we're going to have the friction finals. Then we're going to have the owling, the gobbling. We're going to have a break there and induct five more people into the Alabama Turkey Hunters Hall of Fame. And then we're going to have the two-man team, which is
that's really cool stuff.
That is great. It's real entertaining, and that's where two people, they'll work out a – they'll do a fall scenario. And they'll do a spring scenario. And if you close your eyes, these callers are painting the picture.
100%.
And then we'll have the World Finals on Saturday afternoon.
Okay, somebody wants to come down to it – Let's talk about what they do. They show up, where they park, where they get tickets, all that kind of stuff.
All right, we don't have to have tickets. It's open to the public. It's free, and it's just like any ball game. You know, the more people that's there, these callers perform better.
Sure. I mean, you know, everybody loves an audience.
Oh yeah, they want the audience. You know, and they play off of it. You know, and then you know you can park right there at the convention center. You know, and come up to the second floor?
It'd be the second floor.
Oh, you'll find us, believe me.
They'll hear you from a distance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just follow your ears.
And then, you know, if you come down, the only thing we ask, you know, is when you come in, silence your phones and sit back. Be quiet and listen. And you'll
love it.
And a lot of these callers are very approachable as long as they're not getting into the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after they finish calling and stuff, and then the judges. Oh, man, I got to mention them. You know, you got Preston Pittman.
He ain't right.
No, he's not right. Then you got I'm trying to get in touch with Eddie Salter now. You know, he'll probably be doing some emceeing.
Turkey Man.
The Turkey Man himself. Then we have Don Shipp from Arkansas. I mean, I don't know how many world and grand national titles that guy's won. Let's see, Mike Miller, the Turkey Killer. And he was the videographer and guide for Duck Commander and Buck Commander. He actually guided the Robinsons.
Well, that's a claim to fame right there. Before we wrap up here, too, is there a Facebook page or a website somewhere people can go to that they're riding down the road hearing us?
You can go to the World Championship Turkey Calling Contest page on his Facebook page.
So info on there, too.
It's the information's on there also, you know. So, you know, just... y'all come in and enjoy. Hey, man, we want you.
Looking forward to having everybody down there.
Yeah, it's going
to
be a lot of fun. Kenny and Kenneth, thanks, y'all.
Thank you for having us.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
To 157 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Paul Feinbaum on the way in just a couple minutes. Also a reminder, we were talking about last hour, if you haven't downloaded the FM Talk 106.5 app, it's pretty darn easy. If you're an Android user, celebrate us Android users. Go to Google Play. If you're like everybody else on the iPhone, you go to the App Store, either place, look for FM TALK 106.5. No point between the 6 and 5, just FM Talk 106.5. You'll see our logo there. That's the app. Download it. Of course, the easiest thing to do is stream the station on there. It comes up right away, so you can hear the station wherever you go, and we talk to people every day. Oh, that's not right. Many times a week, we talk to people that work around the country that are listening to FM Talk 106.5 app. Appreciate that, but also your show schedules are on there. All our social media feeds are in one place. We ain't got a breaking news. They're right there. You can text from the app. You can call from the app. You can also leave us a talk back message. So y'all check it out. The FM Talk 106.5 app waiting for you. Let's see a couple other texts we didn't get to here. Says, Sean, we have a Mobile Bay home. Feels like we are standing on the side of a toilet seat looking at the water. None of Our grandchildren will get in the water. We used to see people skiing, sledding behind boats all day long. Very little traffic like that anymore. A couple people texting the same. I will say this. Now, this 8M does some water sampling, but Mobile Baykeeper was doing this, the swim report, regularly. And when William Strickland, executive director, was on the show last time, he said they want to do it again. The money that funded that was earmarked. So somebody made a donation to them that said, hey, I want y'all to do this swim report. That went to that. That money ran out. So they're looking for somebody new to step up there, or many of us to step up to put that back on. And that swim report was, well, that happened every week. And it picked out, like, the different beaches, both sides of the bay. What was the water quality? What does it look like at that point? So you knew going into a weekend or whenever you had people and wanted to get in the water. I hate that we have to do that, but we have to do that. So y'all check them out on Baykeeper if you want to step up and help them on that. All right, Paul Feinbaum next. We'll do it again tomorrow. Y'all have a great one.